years ago, representatives of 46 governments gathered at the former Nazi concentration camp in Terezín, an hour's drive north of the Czech capital, Prague. Among the many pledges contained within the pages of the Terezín Declaration was a promise to expedite the return of private property seized from Jews during the Holocaust and still not returned. Many, however, are still waiting to get their property back. Rob Cameron reports on one such case.
This is the Kohinoor Haberdashery Factory here in the Prague district of Vršovice. It was founded in 1907 by two Jewish brothers, Jindřich and Sigmund Valdes. They built a hugely successful business empire, conquering the world snap fastener market with their famous Kohinoor brand and becoming multimillionaires in the process. Then in 1939, Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia. The Valdes family lost everything, their property Aryanized, stolen, in other words, under the Nuremberg laws. Sigmund Valdes fled to New York with his family. Jindřich, a Czechoslovak patriot to the end, stayed and was interned in Buchenwald. In 1941, he managed to get out, but he died in uncertain circumstances en route to America. There, the story should have ended, like so many others, a Czechoslovak Jewish family broken up and forced to flee for their lives, their property lost forever. 70 years later, however, Sigmund Valdez's granddaughter, Jiřina Novákova, is trying to win her family's property back.
I would like this factory back, not because I think I must have a factory, but I think that it's correct. The things should be done correctly. Because this property wasn't transferred properly. And I think that if we want to change the country sociologically, politically, economically, we must also do these things correctly.
In the beginning, Jiřina Novákova wanted just one thing, to get back a famous painting by the Czech artist František Kupka, showing a young woman wearing a Kohinoor fastener like a monocle. Kupka painted the work as a gift to the Valdes family, and it was later adapted as the company's logo. But it was lost to the family when the factory was seized by Nazi Germany, then nationalized by the newly liberated Czechoslovakia, then again seized by the communists in 1948, before finally being privatized after the fall of communism in 1989. Mrs. Novákova was told that in order to win custody of the painting, she'd first have to win back the factory. So in 1994, she went to court. After 15 years of litigation, she won a Pyrrhic victory, being awarded one half of the factory's buildings and one half of all of its property, including one half of the famous painting. Kohinoor's owners appealed, and last year the Constitutional Court ruled in their favour. Kohinoor's management declined requests for an interview, but Oldřich Chodiera is the company's lawyer.
The Kohinoor factory was nationalized under the so-called Beneš decrees in 1945. In fact, it was decree number 145. That particular decree applied to metalworking enterprises employing more than 500 people. So in Kohinoor's case, this was the overriding criterion. The fact that it was a metalworking enterprise employing 500 people, regardless of whether the rightful owners were German, Czech, Jewish, or anything else.
Jiřina Novákova says the Constitutional Court verdict is flawed. For a start, Kohinoor didn't have 500 employees in 1945, and anyway, her family made it abundantly clear in 1994 they were claiming the property, and so it should never have been privatised in the first place. So far, that argument has fallen on deaf ears, but Jiřina Novákova hasn't given up the fight. A fight she says her grandfather and his brother would want her to carry on to the end.
Thank you for that, Rob.